Chapter 11, An Invitation to Britain. The kits grew quickly, and soon new beavers moved near us on the lake. The beavers formed new family groups, but Jelly Roll and Rawhide still spent most of their time with me in my cabin. There were many other animals in the area, and I had a lot of time to watch and write about them. Squirrels, moose, wolves, bears, and a variety of birds lived in the forest near the lake. Visitors to Beaver Lodge were surprised because some of the animals weren't afraid to come near me. Often a squirrel or bird took food from my hand. One of the many moose in the area began to spend a lot of time near the cabin. One day, I introduced him to a group of visitors. "This is Charlie. He's a young male moose," I said. "I give him lots of attention. He likes it." Charlie stood patiently, and some of the visitors touched him and gave him water. Another day, a bear appeared from the forest. The bear saw all the people and stopped, scared. The visitors also became frightened. "There's no reason to be afraid," I explained quietly. "There are many bears in this area. Usually, they only attack if you try to hurt them or go near the young bears." The bear and the visitors looked at each other for a few minutes, and then the bear slowly turned and left. I was very happy at Beaver Lodge, and the Parks branch was pleased with my work. Over the next few years, I wrote a lot about the animals and the wilderness. I had a new publisher in Britain for my second book, Pilgrims of the Wild. I also wrote a book for children, The Adventures of Sajo and Her Beaver People. My books were becoming popular in Britain, and my publisher said to me, "I think it's time for you to go to Britain to promote your books and speak about conservation at conferences." I wanted to do that, but I was nervous about it. One day, Anna Hario came to visit. She knew the truth about my past. She knew my real name was Archie Bellamy, and not Grey Owl, and I was really an Englishman and not an Indian. I decided to discuss my dilemma with her. "I'm worried somebody from my past will recognize me," I explained.
"You left England many years ago," she said. "I don't think anybody will recognize you, except your mother and your aunts. And think how nice it will be to meet them again."
"It will be wonderful to see my family again," I said. "And I know they won't reveal my true identity. But there's always a possibility somebody else will."
"Don't worry," said Anna Hario. "The main thing is that many people will hear your message about the importance of conservation."
We spoke about the trip all afternoon, and finally I said, "I'll go to Britain."
"Good," said Anna Hario. "If you buy animal skins, I'll make you beautiful Indian clothes. You can wear them at the conferences."
"Thanks," I said. "I can't refuse an offer like that." The following week, I bought 5 moose skins and took them to Anna Hario. After 3 weeks, the clothes were ready, and she gave them to me. I put them on, and Anna Hario smiled and said,
"You definitely look like a North American Indian."